Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Tuesday. It's a drizzly morning here in Grace Harbor, which is kind of the right vibe for the season of Lent. Yesterday, we talked about how the season of Lent invites us to think about the ways we miss the mark. And I'll be honest, that's not easy for me. I don't like thinking about or talking about the mistakes I make. It's not that I think I'm perfect. It's actually the opposite. I know I make mistakes. I make them all the time. But I can be embarrassed or get frustrated with myself for the times when I know I've done or said something that isn't what God would want me to do. And so, the thought of spending a whole season of the year thinking about my mistakes doesn't sound fun at all. Maybe that's why this morning's drizzly vibe feels so right. How about you? Why don't you all take a few moments as a family and talk about how you feel when you think about the mistakes you've made or the ways you've missed the mark? Are you like me and you feel embarrassed or sad or mad? Or are you someone who likes to go back over things and learn from them? Or do you block them all out and try not to think about them at all? If you need more time, you can pause the podcast and I'll be right here when you get back. Throughout the season of Lent, we're going to be talking about helpful ways to approach this potentially uncomfortable season. And this week, our theme is being brave. I think you've got to be brave to own up to your mistakes and ask for forgiveness. It can be scary to have to tell someone that you're sorry, especially when you know you've hurt their feelings. You also have to be brave to reflect on why we miss the mark in the ways that we do. Sometimes the answer will be because we intentionally made the wrong choice, and that's no fun to admit. Other times it'll be because trying our best can still go wrong, and that's not a fun thought either. But here's the thing about bravery that we often get wrong and can make us think we're not brave. Being brave doesn't mean you're fearless. Brave people do feel fear, but they choose to be brave anyway. Let me give you an example. On Sunday after church, my wife took my daughter to a birthday party for a classmate. It was at one of those adventure centers with trampolines, obstacle courses, bumper cars, and stuff like that. My daughter's favorite activity, the one she did over and over again, was the zip line course. But here's the thing, the zip line was along the ceiling, like 3 or 4 stories up in the air. Her favorite section was where you take a running jump off a platform, swing out, curve around, and come in for a landing on another platform, all way up in the air. Now, I'm scared of heights, and I got a funny feeling in my stomach just watching the video of it. I asked her, "Weren't you scared?" And she replied, "Oh yeah, the first time I was really scared, but I did it anyway, and it was really fun." I noted that she'd done it a bunch more times, so she must not have been scared after that first one. And she said, "Oh no, I was still scared. But Mom told me that being brave means choosing to act even when I'm scared. So I just kept being brave, and each time it got a little easier." The same kind of thing happens when we participate in Lent. It can be scary to tell God that we've messed up. But when we choose to be brave and we say we're sorry, God offers us love and forgiveness. That's a good thing. When it comes to apologizing to other people, that can be tough too. Sometimes they'll forgive us, but sometimes they might still be upset and aren't ready to make up. And that's okay. The important thing is that you were brave, and when you made a mistake, you tried to make it right. In your wind-down time tonight, I wonder if someone in your family might be able to share a story of a time when they were afraid to apologize, but once they did, it made them feel so much better. Okay, let's close in prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you for this day and for the love and forgiveness you offer to us. It can be scary to admit when we're wrong and to say we're sorry. Help us to remember that being brave doesn't mean we're fearless, but it means we choose to do the right things anyway. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a brave Tuesday, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.